You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Three games in college football this weekend that include matchups of ranked teams, and two of them happen to be in the Pac-12. We've talked a lot about Oregon and Washington today. The other one is happening in Salt Lake City as Arizona State is in town to take on the Utes in a big battle in the Pac-12 South. And joining us now to talk about it is Kurt Cragthorpe. You can give him a follow on Twitter at @TribKurt. He is a writer for the Salt Lake Tribune. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us here in Portland, man. We really appreciate it. I'll just dive in. Like, where's the feeling on this one? It's a big game, Pac-12 standings, obviously a lot at stake. How are Ute fans feeling going into this matchup against ASU?
I would say there's a lot of concern just because of recent history against the Sun Devils. The last 2 years, they've really been tough on Tyler Huntley, the Ute quarterback, literally ending his season with a broken collarbone last year and intercepting him 4 times here in Salt Lake in 2017. So, and historically, ASU is actually the team that in the Pac-12 South that Utah has had the most difficulty with in the 8 years of being in the Pac-12, this being the ninth. So, but yeah, people know it's a big game, and they're a little leery about it. They're kind of skittish about the fact that Utes are favored by 13 points, for one thing.
Right. It seems like a very different feel right now between Duck fan. Like, I think Duck fan right now, because they're in control of the North, Washington has stumbled, Washington State has stumbled. In the South, I'm kind of surprised to hear that Utes fans still a little nervous. Their team had a really good showing against Washington State a few weeks ago. Big opportunity. They're going against a freshman quarterback in their place. At some point, a freshman's going to have a big mistake game. I don't know if it's this weekend, but I'm a little surprised to hear that you fans are still a little skittish or nervous.
Yeah, I think what it comes down to is that they realize that under Herm Edwards, Arizona State hasn't lost a game in Pac-12 play by more than 7 points. So again, it's kind of a Utah thing to kind of not be happy with prosperity, I think. They do like this team a lot, and they're actually a little upset that Oregon Washington is on ABC and not this game or being relegated to the Pac-12 networks. But yeah, like I say, that they're just a little nervous just based on they were able to win the South last year, even though they lost Arizona State. And it's totally thanks to the Oregon Ducks beating ASU a couple weeks later. But yeah, I just think that recent history against ASU has people worried.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Kurt. You just blew my mind with that stat that ASU has not lost a game under Herm Edwards by more than 7 in the Pac-12. That blew my mind. We're talking about Kurt Cragthorpe, covers the Utes for the Salt Lake Tribune, at @TribKurt on Twitter. Go give him a follow. I think the thing about Utah that everybody questions, and it feels like it's almost every single season in the preseason and as the year goes on, is the offense. And you mentioned Huntley's issues against ASU in the last couple of years. Where's the feeling just around them offensively? We know how good they are on defense. I even feel like you know how good of a rushing attack they have with Zach Moss. But just the offense, the confidence, and Arizona State's got a good defense. How do they feel about just being able to get some points on the board and help that defense out this weekend?
Yeah, it's interesting how it's kind of evolved this season. People for a decade or longer, like you say, have been worried about Utah's offense. But they have a lot of confidence. You know, as a fan base now, Andy Ludwig has come back as the offensive coordinator, and he's done a really good job with Huntley in particular, and using a lot of lesser-known athletes around him to get some things done. They have a great running back, Zach Moss, but he's actually missed the equivalent of 2.5 games, either due to a shoulder injury that he suffered against USC, and also they've been way ahead like last week against Oregon State and didn't play him in the second half at all.
Right.
And Zach needs only 55 yards to become Utah's career rushing leader, and obviously people are confident that'll happen. But I go back to that game here 2 years ago when it was 30-3 late in the fourth quarter before Utah scored a meaningless touchdown. So,
right.
So yeah, that Kyle Whittingham acknowledges that the Devils have kind of had their number, so they need to get that reversed.
Is this one of those where you look at the schedule a little bit, and it's hard to not play the schedule game at this point so deep into the season, but if they can win this game against Arizona State, you think of Cal. I know at Seattle is never going to be easy. UCLA, I know where they're at, but that just doesn't seem like they're very good. Arizona, Colorado. I mean, I know that loss against USC could hurt because USC is still 2-1 in conference play, but is this one of those, if they can get past Arizona State, maybe within that locker room, within that program, they're not overlooking anybody, but they do have that kind of air of confidence that, okay, we've gotten through a huge hurdle here and the schedule kind of lines up for them a little bit.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there because it is a nemesis historically, as we've discussed. I think what people have kind of done is like you say, we're in the media, we're allowed to look ahead, and people are kind of breaking down these remaining six games into 2-3-game segments, mm-hmm. with ASU, Cal, and Washington being much tougher than those last three. And so I think people do say that if by November 2nd the Utes could be 8-1, which would be 5-1 in the league, they'd be really in good shape. And I'm kind of the voice that keeps saying, wait a minute, I don't see USC losing a lot of games. They're probably going to lose to Oregon, but they're favored in just about every other game. So I keep reminding people that the Utes need more help than people may realize, mm-hmm. with the Trojans. But to your point, it does set up well if the Utes can get past tomorrow. And who knows, maybe even Arizona beats USC and then everything's kind of righted in Utah's perspective.
Right. Well, we'll get you out on this one. Do you think they get it done tomorrow? Did they get the win? Big game, Pac-12 Network, as you mentioned. A lot of excitement around it. Does Utah pull it off?
I think they do, but it won't be nearly as easy as that 13-point line suggests.
Yeah, it's a big line, man. Herm's keeping all those games close. That's a great stat to keep in mind. Kurt Crabthorpe of the Salt Lake Tribune. Give him a follow on Twitter, @Trib. Kurt, thanks so much for the time here in Portland, man. Enjoy the game tomorrow, and we really appreciate it.
Okay, talk to you guys again. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.